You are now standing outside St. Paul's Cathedral, Sir Christopher Wren's masterpiece. The church you are looking at dates from the late 17th to early 18th centuries, but there has been a church dedicated to St. Paul on this site since as far back as the 7th century, which makes this only the most recent in a long line of St. Paul's churches. This church was declared officially open by Parliament on Christmas Day in the year 1711, which was in the reign of Queen Anne, who you will see depicted outside. Today, St. Paul's is one of the most recognizable sites in London, and Wren's Dome, the second largest church dome in the world, is a key part of the city's skyline. Since its construction, the cathedral has played a huge part in London's history. It has hosted royal weddings, such as that of Charles, the Prince of Wales, and Lady Diana Spencer in the 1980s, and it played host to the official Diamond Jubilee Thanksgiving services for Queen Victoria in 1897 and Queen Elizabeth II in 2012. And it has also featured both the 80th and 90th birthday celebrations for Her Majesty. The cathedral has also hosted less happy occasions, such as the funerals of Lord Nelson, the Duke of Wellington, Margaret Thatcher, and Christopher Wren. In fact, along with over 200 burials, the Duke of Wellington, Lord Nelson, and Christopher Wren are among those who are interred inside. However, Christopher Wren has a very simplistic memorial, nothing like the grand tomb and statues you may imagine. Wren's burial place is marked by a simple plaque inscribed with the words, quote, "Reader, if you seek his monument, look around you." Today, St. Paul's is a working church and can be visited for either tourism or worship. Guests can buy tickets to go inside and climb to the top of the dome, or they can pay a visit for free as a worshiper, coming to attend any of the daily services here at the church. Visiting for worship doesn't give you access to walk through the cathedral, but if you are traveling on a very tight budget, it's a great way to get inside and sit down where the guests did at Charles and Diana's wedding without having to spend any money to do it. Standing between the statue of Queen Anne and St. Paul's itself, facing the church, go to the right and follow the pathway along the side of the cathedral. Continue to walk right beside St. Paul's until you get to the red phone box just beyond the back end of the church.